With today's news, I'm Mike B. An advisor to Ukraine's president is reporting that a little progress was made yesterday on the issue of safe corridors during the latest round of talks with Russia. He describes the progress as small, positive shifts. Russian troops have made significant advances in southern Ukraine and along the coast, but other efforts have become stalled, including an immense military column that has been almost motionless for days north of Kyiv. Queen Elizabeth was standing in front of a large bouquet of blue and yellow flowers as she held an audience with Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau yesterday. Buckingham Palace did not comment on the flowers being the colors of the Ukrainian flag, but royal watchers say the Queen and her family leave little to chance when making public appearances. Trudeau says he's had the privilege of knowing the Queen for about 45 years and that she was as insightful as ever during their meeting. It was the Queen's first in-person meeting since recovering from COVID-19. Bill Cosby spokesman says the U.S. Supreme Court's decision that it will not review the Canadian sexual assault case shows that he was a victim of a bait-and-switch by the prosecutor and trial judge. The court's decision leaves Cosby a free man and ends a two-decade legal drama that destroyed the groundbreaking black actor's reputation and sent him to prison for nearly 3 years. And finally, three Michigan fishermen were not hurt after their homemade ice fishing shanty was blown 1.6 kilometers across Saginaw Bay by winds gusting up to 80 kilometers an hour. The shanty was about 2.5 kilometers offshore when deputies arrived. A fire department airboat was ready to rescue the three, but they eventually made it across the ice to shore on their own. With today's news, I might be.